GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
A couple of weeks back, Sergeant Wade Betters of Bangor Police on our Cop Talk segment introduced us to Bangor's Police Resource Officer, Elizabeth Brunton, who takes a seat once again behind the bulletproof glass over in Spacious Studio 7A. Welcome back to our program.
Thanks for having me.
It's talk radio. You have to talk. It's kind of a crazy thing.
Gotcha.
You just can't sit like television. You can sit there for a while like George does during a sports commentary on Channel 5. You have to engage, I
guess. So do we call you Elizabeth or call you Officer? Well, how should we address you?
You could call me Elizabeth.
Okay. See, Rick? Charmed again.
I'm not used to calling anyone Elizabeth. I'm sorry. My wife's name is Elizabeth. Tonight is National Night Out. Is it for police departments all across the nation who are doing a National Night Out thing?
Yep. National Night Out is at its heart, a national community building campaign. Mm-hmm. It takes place in 15,000 communities across all 50 states and involves over 3 million people annually. So it's not only going on in Bangor, but all over the U.S.
Night Out means something much different to you and me, George.
Yeah, right. I got a night out.
This is different.
Shining the spotlight, as they say, on community police programs. We're talking about drug prevention, what town watches, neighborhood watches, all kinds of things that just taking a good look. Taking a good look. Is that fair?
It is, but it is also about just having neighbors coming out. I think there's sort of a culture of isolationism that's sort of developed in the modern era, and this is trying to break down those walls that we intentionally and sometimes unintentionally put up, and we just never get to exist and enjoy time with those that we live around.
Some of us get ourselves in trouble by saying things on this radio station. George and I do it equally. I'm going to say something that's going to get myself in trouble. Give me a second. This evening in Bangor, the National Night Out, the event is, I think it's at the park on 2nd Street in Bangor. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Someone recently made a joke to me that if they wanted to buy something illicit, they would go to 1st or 2nd Street in Bangor. Every community has its... how can I say this? Troubled areas or perceived troubled areas. Is this event on 2nd Street in Bangor targeting an area that is troubled?
I think 2nd Street Park right now could use some positive light and good community members coming out for a good, clean night of fun and just enjoying time with each other.
Well, it's designed to be a community building campaign. It's and there's nothing wrong with that. That's good. But it really kind of promotes police community relationships.
Correct. And it also provides a forum for conversations to be had with police officers who will be attending, including myself. And we could discuss some of the issues that that comment, sir, that you made earlier. Mm-hmm. And about larger problems within the community as well. And we'll get just your neighbors speaking with each other and also with the police and figure out how that partnership could be strengthened.
There used to be a day before air conditioning where more of us spent time on the front porch and you got to know your neighbors more.
Yeah,
those days are seemingly gone.
It's funny you say that because National Night Out, which started about 37 years ago, started out with just neighbors going out to their front porch as an act of solidarity, with neighbors saying, look, I see you. We see that we want a community here, and it's blossomed into what it is today.
See, okay.
I hadn't thought about it really in those terms until Rick brought it up. But yeah, back in the corridors of time, when I was a kid growing up on a summer night where I was, that's exactly what we did. Where I lived, they called it a stoop for some reason. Everybody was on the stoop. Mm-hmm. And
because it was cooler there.
Yeah, it was cooler. We didn't have air conditioning. And the ice cream truck would come by, ding, 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 you know, selling ice cream. And everybody would run to the ice cream truck. And there might be an impromptu couple of ball games, something going on the street. We have lost a lot of that. Now we've come back with block parties and things like that. But this National Night Out really kind of makes sense to me. Started in 1984, I guess they got it going again.
Correct. And again, it's about not only fostering that relationship between law enforcement and the community that we serve, but also just reconnecting people and breaking down those isolationist tendencies that we all have with an iPhone that we're staring at constantly, even walking through the park. So
She's talking to you, George.
You're walking,
staring at your phone incessantly. Bangor Police Resource Officer Elizabeth Brunton in our studio. The National Night Out, there's likely one happening in the community where you live. You should go to, I don't know, the webpage or the Facebook page of the law enforcement organization in your town and read about it. Bangor's will be on 2nd Street Park starting at...
From 6 to 8.
6 to 8 p.m. Who should come to this?
It's open to all members of the Bangor community. It's going to be geared towards family and small children. Mm-hmm. We do have a bike raffle going on. We have a bounce house, some fun lawn games, and Shaw's has graciously donated food for us to grill.
You had us at food.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to restate my question because I've already lost favor with you by asking my first question, so I'm going to ask another one. You told me that it's open to everyone, but my question is, who should come to this event?
Anybody that's looking to improve their neighborhood, anybody that wants to develop a community spirit and develop a society that is a nicer place to live and discuss issues with their neighbors about how we could become more cohesive and just a better community in general here in Bangor working with law enforcement.
And I perceive that to be anybody and everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think you're right. Those of us who deal with police often, daily, sometimes, in our job, there are people who don't really have very much contact with police. I mean, they're just average citizens. They may or may not know a police officer, but they rarely have a fun time with them or rarely even have a conversation with them.
Correct. And this is an atmosphere where you have a positive interaction with a police officer and you're not calling on the worst day of your life or at a very stressful moment. There's a bounce house. There's free food. It's very laid back. And you could just speak to a police officer if you've never spoken with one before, or especially for small children who are sometimes afraid of the uniform. Mm-hmm. This is an amazing opportunity for them just to connect.
See, I mentioned before that I'm sorry, I thought it was you at the Bryan Adams concert. Apparently it was someone else at the Bryan Adams concert.
Going to bother him all day.
It is, as a matter of fact. George knows me too well. With my son Colin, who's 10 years old, and we walked by whom I thought was you, and I said, say hello to Officer Brunton, okay? And he said, hello, and then he ran off because he had to go to the bathroom, okay? But Elizabeth and I have made a point to make sure that our kids know that they can go up and talk to a police officer. And we don't do that whole, officer, would you please tell my kid to stop doing what he's doing or he's going to have to, or you're going to have to put him in jail.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Don't do that. I understand that police officers do not like that.
We don't, just because we want children to be able to, there's trouble, we mm-hmm. want to call a friendly face. We want police officers to be a positive influence in a child's life and not something that they fear.
So we do this every year, the first Tuesday in August, I guess, is that?
Always the first Tuesday in August.
And it generally runs various places, 5 to 8 o'clock, that time frame, somewhere in there.
But Bangor's is 6 to 8, you said?
Just correct, make sure.
Six to eight. It's a one-night deal. Citizens and law enforcement and families get together and kind of strengthen the spirit of the neighborhood. There's nothing wrong. I can't find anything wrong with that. And even a little food and... maybe get a chance to play. What are they?
Well, we have a bounce cornhole.
House there. Bounce house.
Oh, you got cornhole.
We have cornhole.
You see, you had food, and now there's cornhole.
We have can jam coming. We have an inflatable slide, bounce house.
Sorry, can jam.
Can jam. It's another cornhole-esque game.
Can jam.
It's about where you try to throw a little frisbee into a very small slot.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Oh, I'm.
Yes.
And her phone goes off.
Was that the time limit? Did Betters tell you to set a time limit? Don't let him take you too long. That's the way to get out of the conversation by having your phone. We do that too sometimes. People.
It was on silent, but apparently the alarms were not.
I love how fast you reacted to that. it's really great. We're hoping everybody will turn out. Whatever community we're touching, we go almost statewide here, so there are a lot of people in various towns.
Like Lewiston, Auburn, Augusta, Gardner. You should go online. Bath, Brunswick, Millinocket's. Find the local national night out where you are and get a chance to meet your neighbors. And maybe continue the conversation even tomorrow night or the night after.
Exactly.
Yeah. The first time you meet a police officer, you don't like blue lights in your face. I mean, that's the worst time to meet a police
well
officer.
Said.
Blue lights in your back, in your window, not a good time to do it. But it is good to do it in a social, you know, and again, we forget that sometimes here in the media. We deal with police so often one-on-one, and they, you know, you talk about your kids or your dogs or your cats or whatever, and you find out that, hey, police officers just like everybody else.
It's funny you say that, because speaking with small children, just finding that one element, that one way to connect, Officer Liz has a dog, so do I. And they'll never forget your name. They'll never forget what type of dog you have, but it's that one connection that's going to let them call 911 when they need help.
What do you have for a dog?
I've nicknamed it a Houndador. It is a Hound Labrador mix.
Houndador.
A Houndador.
Ain't too many of those around.
No.
And what is your Houndador's name?
Annie.
Bangor Police Resource Officer Elizabeth and Annie. Elizabeth Brunton, thank you so much for being a part of our show today. The National Night Out, the one in Bangor, is on 2nd Street in the park, and it starts at 6 o'clock this evening. Come for the food, stay for the conversation, and you're welcome back anytime on our program, Officer. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.